So once you went on to the proper sort of commercial side of commercial apprenticeship, what sort of roles did you have during the apprenticeship?
The first job I was put onto was Doughty Hydraulics cost office with a guy called Jerry Gegg, who was an ex-army colonel. Extremely interesting guy. And we recorded the costs of products coming into the factory in order to make the hydraulic pumps, because it was predominantly in the hydraulics department. I then moved off to Doughty Group Services, and I was on the, well, let's call it maintenance, with all the architects and designers of the buildings and that sort of stuff. And I was doing their sort of record collation.
Is this Bert Ashton by any chance?
I was one of them. Yeah, Jeff Swift.
Yeah.
I spent a very short period of time in there, because then I went off to Bristol Polytechnic and I was on a sandwich, 6 months on, 6 months off. The first session after Bristol, when I came back up, I came back to, let's call it the stats department at Doughty Rotol. It was down the back of the factory, and it was to do with records of failures of aircraft parts, mostly abroad. There were a lot of British military bases at that time that had Jaguar and I can't remember the other planes. But whenever there was a failure, they had to make a failure report, and they were filed at Doughty. And I was involved in collating, you know, whether this particular piece failed here or failed there or whatever. And presenting to Len Kendrick, who was head of, I think he was probably head of inspection at that time. So I was putting all these records into him to say how many pieces had failed, whether they were similar pieces, whether it was the same error, etc.
And that was presumably when the majority of the business there was military rather than civil in those
very
days.
Much so.
Yeah.
Then I went off to my second session in Bristol, and after 6 months came back again, and I went to Doughty Mining commercial department under a guy called Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers was Doughty's brother-in-law. I say that not because I was sent there, because I knew, if you like, George Doughty, and I'll explain that later how I knew him.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
But Mike Rogers was head of commercial, and it was basically doing accounts type work. And then I believe at halfway through the sort of 6 months back in the company, they switched me to maintenance department under a guy called Milburn. And I was involved in buying spare parts for all the maintenance of the factory, and that was over at Doughty Mining at Ashchurch. So Mike Rogers' department was at Ashchurch. I was switched out of the main building into a sort of side billet-type place, which is where the maintenance operation was. And then, obviously, I went back to Bristol again for my next session. Then when I came back, where did I go to then? Oh, I went to the stats department at Doughty Rotol in the White Building, doing graphs and, if you like, statistical acquisitions of how much power was being used, how many, the profile of the people there, number of people there, where we sold to, etc. And we had them all displayed in a white building. And then I went back for my final 6 months at Bristol. And at that stage, during that 6 months, I was interviewed by Nick Thurston. I can't remember who else.
It was a training manager, yeah?
That's right. And they wanted to know into which department I wanted to go. And I have to be totally frank, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, like most people at, what was I, 22, 23.